Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-12080 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or at www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
A latest report by the Comptroller and Auditor General shows rampant abuse of state resources by the President's office, government ministries, state enterprises, and parastatals.
The International Monetary Fund has dispatched a delegation to Zimbabwe to assess progress made in implementing the staff monitored program and seek ways to clear Harare's ballooning debt.
I think we've fallen short of some of the targets, but I think partly it's because the IMF was not specific enough on the issues that really have made the difference. They've made very few references in their memorandum of understanding for the staff monitored program.
And experts say parents with children who react to drugs being administered on children meant to reduce bilharzia and hookworm infections should send their children to hospital as soon as possible to avoid deaths.
Rarely or none at all has ever happened, especially as far as the treatment for these worms is concerned. Even if you try to get to the public library and look, search for praziquantel, or albendazole, and its usage since it was formulated, you see that it hasn't been any debt.
A latest report by the Controller and Auditor General Mildred Chari shows rampant abuse of state resources by the President's office, government ministries, state enterprises, and parastatals. Parliament now says government spending needs to be controlled as the Zimbabwe economy remains subdued. Our correspondent Ivan Chifera reports.
The report on the 2011 budget appropriations, which was tabled in Parliament today, shows that several ministries failed to produce documents for auditing purposes, such as invoices, receipts and goods received to support payments against the votes. Some ministries failed to maintain proper asset records, circumvented tender procedures, and others collected revenue which was not surrendered to Treasury. For example, the report shows that the President's office paid for assets valued at about $500,000 without attaching invoices to validate the payments. The report said out of the $15 million expenditure by the Prime Minister's office, the office could not provide 24 payment vouchers for auditing. The Controller and Auditor General said it was difficult to prove whether the expenditure was incurred for the intended purpose. It says wasteful expenditure and fraudulent activities were rampant in most ministries and that there was poor management of domestic and foreign travel allowances. The Controller and Auditor General urged ministries and government departments to follow Treasury regulations so as to foster accountability in the public sector. Meanwhile, the Speaker of the National Assembly, Jacob Mudenda, today reinstated Bikita West lawmaker Munyaradzi Kereke after the Constitutional Court nullified his expulsion from the legislature early October. Kereke was expelled from the National Assembly after his ZANU-PF party informed Speaker Mudenda that he no longer represented the party's interests. But Kereke challenged his expulsion, resulting in the Constitutional Court nullifying his expulsion. Mudenda announced Kereke's reinstatement when the National Assembly resumed sitting after a two-week break.
The court orders, therefore, reinstates Honorable Munyaradzi Kereke of his membership of Parliament representing the Bikita West constituency. The announcement made on the 3rd of October 2013, notifying the House of the expulsion of Honorable Dr. Kereke from Parliament, is hereby withdrawn.
Mudenda also said Kereke would serve on the Finance and Economic Planning and Mines and Energy Portfolio Committees. Kereke was suspended by ZANU-PF after defying a party directive to stand aside for its preferred candidate, Elias Musakwa, in the July 31st elections. Speaker Mudenda also announced the selection of Jonathan Samkange as chairperson of the Parliamentary Legal Committee. Other members of the committee are Jesima Jome and Tendai Biti from MDCT and Christopher Kuruneri and Priska Mvumira from ZANU-PF. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.